Time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jennifer's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need your help because I just learned something about my boyfriend of 2 years that absolutely shook me to my core.
Okay.
Up until now, I thought he was a solid 10. Looks, personality, the whole package.
Nice.
But then I caught him licking our cat.
Sorry, what?
Yes, you read that right. He insists on licking her to bond with her like a mother would.
Oh.
And it gets worse. He actually bought a tongue licker online specifically designed for humans to wear so they can properly groom their cats.
What?
He swears this is normal because they make a product for it. But I need to know how many points does this take off his hot scale? And more importantly, what else am I going to find out about him if it took 2 years for this freak flag to reveal itself?
Wow.
I mean, on one hand, I'm happy he feels comfortable enough with me to lick a cat.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, ew. So please tell me this isn't a thing.
He's a 10, but he licks his cat.
He licks his cat.
With an appendage that he bought online.
Which I did some research.
Did you? They have them?
Of course,
I'm assuming.
Amazon.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, on Amazon. There's lots of different kinds. They all have the same basic design. Some are more hard plastic. Some are like more silicone.
Wait. So, yeah. Describe what these look like.
Okay, so you know, like those, like fake lips or like wax teeth or whatever.
Okay,
it's kind of like that concept, but like it's a. Like a tongue thing.
Like you grip it in your mouth between your teeth.
Yes, you grip it in your mouth, and it's got like, looks like a little brush. It's like a tongue with prongs.
Okay.
So you can kind of, and it kind of goes down like along your chin.
Listen to us talking about it like it's normal.
It looks like a tongue sticking out of someone's mouth, and then you, so it's, but it's plastic.
Like a long plastic tongue sticking out of someone's mouth that has.
Use it the same way a cat would with the, motion of brushing your cat with this plastic tongue sticking out of your mouth.
Wow.
So it's not, he's not actually using his own tongue, which I feel like we're all relieved about, right?
I mean, I think a lot of people are rolling in going, hey, at least he's not doing it with his actual tongue.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we're all like feeling gratitude that that's not what he's doing.
So are we good with that?
This product.
So we're good?
I don't know if that makes it better. But see, yeah, like got a text. Still a huge red flag. Not normal. Even though he's not using his actual tongue for the licking. It's more of a gag gift when you look at it. It's kind of labeled as a gag.
Listen, is this a deal breaker though? He licks his cat. Don't you do weird things around your animals?
That's kind of in a lane of its own.
Like dressing your animal up a little costume?
No, they hate it. I mean, we try to. We put them on. We have bought Halloween costumes and we get like a picture out of it and then we take it right off because they hate it.
Well, if they didn't hate it, you'd probably keep them on them, right?
Sure, why not?
See,
I
keep little shirts and little sweatshirts on my dog Dougal because without it, he looks naked, and then that's just grotesque.
Oh, okay. See, now, listen, I was going to say Halloween costumes on pets, not unusual.
No, that's not unusual.
Pet stores sell, exactly, a lot of people do that.
But I'm not
putting clothes on the regular.
Oh, but little t-shirts and sweatshirts for a dog or an animal I don't think is out of the ordinary. I think that's fine.
Are you doing that with Dougal?
Yes, of course.
Every day?
Not every day, but I feel like if he's not wearing it, I feel like it's a calming device for him too.
Oh, it's okay. So do you think you sense that he's unhappy if he's not wearing it?
Well.
Is that what you're sensing?
I'm saying that we like him better when he's wearing
a little
hoodie or a little t-shirt.
I got it.
You know, we got him this little Bucky's hoodie and it's so cute. He's got
wear the Bucky's merch.
He's got a little hoodie and he's got the little,
Of course. Got a text. A little weird. I certainly wouldn't call it a red flag though. Guy just loves his cat. That's all. LOL.
Yeah, see, I
think it's sweet. He's trying to bond with his animal.
Like, I do think I would feel bad that, you know, wellness check if the cat gets sick or, you know, God forbid passes away anytime soon, because I'm sure he's very emotionally attached to that animal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it sounds like, okay. Oh, Jamie says many dogs have PJs. We listen. Don't judge, Kelly. Okay.
Yeah, see?
All right.
That's right. Like, I feel like Dougal, you know, at least he performs, he's a better dog when he's wearing his little shark PJs.
Oh, he is? All right, he's behaving better?
Yeah, he's just a little cute boy.
Okay, do you think he's cowering over in the corner being quiet? Because he's like, I hate this, I hate this.
Hey,
hate
you know
this.
What?
Take it off, take it off, take it off.
If he's not acting the fool, then that's
then
great.
Then it's fine?
Then it's fine. All right, 502-795-1997. You can either weigh in on this, or you can give us the freak flag you discovered.
Okay. Okay. Make her feel like a little bit better about that. Let's all start sharing. And so then she's like, all right, puts it in perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Share us the freak flag that you discovered about your partner. Maybe their habits with their animals, maybe
or
something weird about, yes, or your own. 502-795-1997. That's what group therapy is all about. We're all in this together. I think we need to clarify something real quick. It's 99.7 DJX. Our group therapy, like, let's give Jennifer's boyfriend a little bit of credit. He's not licking his cat with his own tongue. He's using a prosthetic tongue, okay?
It's a plastic tongue. We linked it what we think it might be like.
Yeah, we don't know the exact we don't know the exact product, but
guessing, but
did you dump it in the
It's in the comments. On Facebook, so you can do some shopping.
Yes.
If you so desire.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But yeah, a lot of people were saying, no, there's a lot of parasites that can come from licking an animal. Just again, we see your concerns, but he's not.
Yeah, he's using not using his actual tongue.
Yeah.
So does that make it better?
A lot of people are thinking it's a little borderline, kind of just depends on just how uncomfortable it makes you. Brooke says there's always a little crazy with the hot.
Yeah, see, it goes back to the hot crazy factor scale,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, where is the threshold when, you know, it doesn't matter how hot they are, their crazy outweighs it.
Yeah, and maybe that's what she just kind of like revisits it with him to say, hey, that just kind of took me off guard a little bit because
I think it's a big deal. I really
never
don't.
Never heard of anyone doing that.
Just because you
like,
never
where'd
heard,
you get the idea?
Just because you never heard of anybody doing it doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's
no.
Just something new that you can, and maybe you can try it yourself.
I don't think she's doing that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't
why don't you show that you have the same interests that your boyfriend does?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's not going to happen.
Speaking of freak flags, Becca says he talks to the Roomba like it's our child. He'll say, good job, buddy, when it avoids a chair and, oh no, be careful when it bumps into something. I think he loves it more than me. Talks in the Roomba like it's a child.
I love it. It's kind of like his little personal robot.
Yeah.
He wants to have a relationship with it. I think it's great.
Andy says he refuses to watch the last episode of a show. He'll binge watch an entire series, won't finish the final episode because he doesn't want it to be over.
What kind of, what in the world?
What in the world?
That is, no, you finish it so you can move on to another one.
Says he still hasn't finished the Friends finale. I don't
okay,
want it to
listen,
be over.
That is psychotic.
I don't want it to be over.
I understand a little, but psychotic. You have to.
See, now
and
we're
then
judging
you can
other.
Go back and rewatch it.
Now we're judging everyone else's freak flags.
We are a little bit. A little bit. How can you not finish anything, though?
Oh, my gosh. Someone texted in, Casey texted in the picture of. You know, Meet the Fockers.
Oh, yeah.
The dad who he's wearing like the bra that has like the nipple, the human nipple on
it. It's like a fake bra
breast attachment
so that men could like feel like they could breastfeed.
Yeah.
Like I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? That scene. Yeah.
Oh, that's
But
good.
That was a weird movie. So. Jen, I don't know if we gauge that.
Jen says, freak flags, he sleeps with one sock on and one sock off. I don't understand this logic. How is that comfortable? Are we warm or cold? Pick a side.
Well, I think we want to be a little bit both. It's balance.
Well, maybe. Is that I feel like that's kind of like throwing the leg out of the covers when
yeah.
you're sleeping.
Yeah, I think that could be.
Yeah. Of course, I can't sleep with socks on. Doesn't matter how cold it is, I can't sleep with socks on.
I might get it. I might climb in with them on, but I'm taking them off within like 5 minutes.
All right. So, hey, Jennifer, I don't think that's a big enough freak flag to like deuce and like say deuces and leave. But yeah, that's I would suggest, even though Kelly says no, that you try it yourself.
No, she's not going to do that.
And see if you can show interest in your boyfriend's habits.
No, no, no. Oh, no, no. No, no, no. I mean, she may not even be a cat person at all. So it was probably already...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a little shocking just to begin with. Sure.
Yeah, unfamiliar territory just being around someone that's got a cat and really, really, really loves it.
All right. Well, hey, if you've if you want to see the product, like Kelly said, she... tossed it in the comment section on Facebook.
For research purposes.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show. It would be a great gift for the cat lover in your family.
If you buy it, please let me know.
How much is it?
It was like $12? Oh, something see? Like that.
That's affordable.
It depends. There's a couple of different options. One was like $5 and one was like $12.
Oh, you definitely want the $12 model. Because
$12.45.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably way more higher quality.
Yeah, there's a brush, there's a scratcher.
See?
There's a scratcher and a brush.
Perfect.
So you can get it all set for $14.45.
All right, well, hey, good luck. Like I said, Jennifer, I don't think that's a red flag enough to, like, call it quits. Just understand it a little bit more. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, just have a little follow-up conversation. Just maybe ask where he got that idea, and there you go.
That's
And are you going to keep doing that?
That's your group therapy on 99.7 JX.